That'll get you when your first paycheck seemed to be there. But I thank the Lord for His grace. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. I'm humbled to be here tonight. I'm thankful. Thank God for calling me in salvation, Brother Richie. Unworthy, deserving of hell. And there's nothing any good about me now.
Amen.
Except the Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And I bless His name.
Amen.
I appreciate the pastor. His faithfulness, His love, His intercession. Brother Jay, I still remember when God revealed to my heart I didn't know who yet, but we needed someone to teach us to pray. Well, I thank Him for His faithfulness.
Yes,
devil wants to knock us out of the vision God's given us. He's been faithful.
Sure.
He can't make us pray, but He can sure try to teach us. It takes God to work it in us, Brother Richie. It takes God to work it in us that we pray. We seek His face. I was praying over there a minute ago, and I want to share a little something right quick before I get started. My hearing seems to be continuing to go down. And I'm not so much wanting you to pray for my hearing, except for my hearing God. In Hebrews, it speaks there that they're dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. I understand that better than I ever had before. And I have sinned in my spiritual life since God saved me and become dull of hearing. I want my ears back. I want that walk back with Him. And He's merciful. Brother Ben, His mercies are new every morning. Thank You for that truth.
Amen.
But I thank Him and I praise Him for what He's done.
Amen.
And I can't believe that little sheet of paper has slipped out of here somewhere. And trying to put them back in order here and see if they're here. I need an outline to try to keep myself right. And Lord help me. Well, there's all but the one. Lord God. When we think about Hebrews here, it speaks of the root of bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15 says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. For the last couple months, God's been ringing my heart, exposing my heart. I've been listening to Adrian Rogers' Root of Bitterness. I've had to listen to it several times, still have to listen to it some more. But that root of bitterness, my heart was on the blight of bitterness. The blight of bitterness. A blight is something that does hurt or damage to something. Bitterness does much hurt and much damage. And that's what it's saying here. Many be defiled. Defiled. You can't come before God defiled, Brother Richie. My mind's going to my Aunt Berthy, when I asked her to pray for me, she said, I can't pray for you until first I pray for myself. And she began to ask God to cleanse her heart and her mind. And she began to pray for me. And so we find that God wants us to get clean. And as we think about those things, we get to where we must become dependent upon God. Upon God. Brother Keith, would you pray for us? Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you. And Lord God, I can't trust in notes, and I can't trust in myself and my flesh and my memory and my anything. But I can trust in thee, O God, and thy Spirit. And so, God, I come to you tonight, Lord God, and I humble myself and I put myself before thee, O God, and ask you, Lord God, to cleanse me and to empty me, O God, of anything vile and unclean, Lord God, of thought, of purpose, of anything, God. God, that I might be a vessel, Lord God, that can carry your word and present it, Lord God, to your people and be a blessing and a help. God, do a work, dear Father, in my heart and in the heart of your people. God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit saith into the churches. God, touch Pastor Danner tonight, God. Touch him in body. God, touch him in spirit and in strength. God, fill him and thrill him, Lord God, with your word. God, touch Brother Heath. God, touch those men down there. God, bless them, God. Bless them, God. Give them vision and heart, God, to know your mind and your will. And God, give them purpose, Lord God, to give them, God, that, God, that they need. God, we give you thanks and praise, God, for we know that you will. We know that you will. We know that we have the petition that we send for, asked of you, O God. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for what you do. In the blessed holy name of the Lord Jesus. As we think on these words and these truths here, I think about bitterness. In Brother Adrian Rogers' message, he spoke there about what's the cause of bitterness. Where does it get? It's a root of bitterness. And it comes from the germination of a seed of a wound, a hurt. And it is harbored in a heart that won't give forgiveness. Brother Richie and I was talking here, and it says there in that verse there, lest any man fail of the grace of God. And I'd read it many times, and it hit my heart. That person who's root of bitterness, they're not willing to show grace. They're not willing to show grace. But they themselves need grace. But they weren't willing to show grace. They start harboring that bitterness. It begins to root, and it takes root. By the time it springs up, it's embedded and it's enrooted into them. I think about that root of bitterness. They're thinking on it. One of the things in my life since God saved me that's hard for me is when I see a brother wounded, not by the world, but by the friendly fire, wounded by another brother. I've seen it. Before Pastor Daniel come, I've seen it. Like Peter, they cut off the ear. As he cut off the ear of Malchus, thinking he was doing God a service. And only Jesus put that ear back on. Let him hear again. But we have to watch. I'd had a thing, and I'm just going to have to do what I got to do. But there was a plaque that I said. It said, watch your thoughts. They'll become your words. Watch your words. They'll become your actions. Watch your actions. They'll become your habits. Watch your habits. They'll become your character. Watch your character. They'll become your destiny. what we meditate on. That person has become bitter in their heart. Really, I mean bitter in their heart. They've become to where they've rehearsed that wound over and over. One of the first persons that I can remember, a dear brother of mine in the Lord, got wounded in church. And he got to where he got out of church. He left the church. Went somewhere else when God didn't tell him to go, apparently, I think. I don't know. But apparently. And I was trying to help him. I wanted to talk to him. God would have him on my heart. I want to talk to him. And in tears, I still remember him saying, every time I talk about it, it goes back over. It just rehurts. It just rehurts. It just rehurts. And he went out. And he's home busted. And the wounds and the hurts and the hurts, God's helped him. He's got back. But the path that he took was hard. And it hurts. It hurts. And if you're not careful, you'll let that get in you. When you don't want to, I don't know better. You get hurt, you get wounds in your heart. God help us. But that seed germinates and it springs up. And I've tried to spray it like you would Roundup. It kills the roots, don't it? You spray it with prayer. You try to resist the devil. Hey, he's the accuser of the brethren. But you accuse that one that you think hurt that one. And there's a bitter cycle of hurt, bringing hurt, bringing hurt. God has to work it in us to heal. Yeah, Lamentations 3:22, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. I think about there's times when I've had to realize God allows these things. God allows them, Brother Richie. He allowed Joseph to be sent down, to be sold and sent down to Potiphar's house and to be lied on and to be put in prison and to be forgotten. That he might do a great work in Joseph. And a great work after he done a great work in Joseph, he done a great work through Joseph. And we must be broken. We must be broken, Brother Richie. We must be brought to a place where any self-righteousness in us is rooted out. For that self-righteousness will breed pride. And God resists this pride. He resists the proud. He giveth grace unto the humble. Therefore, we must humble ourselves. That root of bitterness, I got an example of that this year as I was working at the school, and someone had brought, they must not have knew what it was going to do, they brought a ground cover. I don't know the name of it. It would grow up about 18 to 20 inches high. It was green leaves and kind of a white-colored leaf to it some, but it would have small flowers, but it would just cover the ground. And they planted it in a small area, and it started taking over. And they tried to kill it out some, and they'd spray it. But it went by seed and got lodged in another place, about 40 foot wide and about 15 foot deep. And after a few years, it became a jungle. And you could go in and you could spray it. They'd spray it with something besides just Roundup, and it would you could smell it. It didn't smell good. It smelled somewhat petroleum, but it would kill that stuff down, and for 3 months, you wouldn't see none. And then here it'd start back up. And it wouldn't be long till it'd be full again. And then you'd go and spray it, and it'd come back up. And finally, I took a tractor with a front bucket, and I scooped out the mulch, the dead stuff that promotes the growth. And you'd find the root of that all in there. And if you broke off a little root, it became another plant. You couldn't kill it. You had to get rid of it. You had to root it out. And I hauled about 30 dippers of mulch out. And we made the area smaller, and I brought a bunch of new mulch in. And you know what? I'm still finding in front of them things trying to sprout up that I didn't get out. But I'm going to spray it. I'm going to try to keep it killed down.
That's good.
Because it made you know what it made a haven for? We'd get black snakes in there. And them black snakes in there, I'm not going in there when it went in there. I don't care if it's a black snake, what it is. I don't like snakes. But it had a harboring place for that snake. That's what that bitterness does. We're going to try to move on. What we need to do, I thought about that getting those wounds gets in their heart. And we have to deal with them according to the Word of God. We have to deal with them according to the great physician. He gives us a prescription for those things. And I thought about Peter. Peter didn't know so much about the bitterness, but he did know about Satan trying to sift him as wheat. And Peter writes there in 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions that are accomplished in you, in your brethren, resist him in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." He's the accuser of the brethren. And he'll get you in that accusative mode. I've tried to remember what Oswald Chambers said in my utmost for his highest. That God will never show you another man's faults to condemn him, but to intercede for him. To intercede for him. In Luke's Gospel, 22, verse 31, the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to sift you, that he may have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted..." Not if, when thou art converted. How? Because the Lord Jesus had prayed for him. Amen and amen. And he's making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Strengthen thy brethren. Just as the Lord prayed for Peter, we know that he is seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. In 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that ye might believe on the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." You'll not pray in faith till you have the blessed assurance, "Jesus is mine."
Amen.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And when God, the Satan does not want you to have the confidence of your salvation. For if you have the confidence of your salvation, then you can pray. And this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Oh, we claim that, but it didn't hit me like it hit me the other day. What follows that? And if we know he heareth us, that whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask. And he shall give him life for him that is sin, that sinneth not a sin unto death. There is a sin unto death, and I do say that he shall, I do not say that he shall pray for it. But God wants us to pray when we see someone overtaken, not accusative, but that intercession. We're being what Christ is being for us on the right hand of the Father. He gives us the ministry of intercession. That ministry. I wish I'd paid attention to what time I started. God. I'm going to rehearse right quick. Two people, I think, in the scriptures got bitter. And they were in David. David never got bitter. Saul gave David every reason to be bitter, but David never got bitter at Saul. Saul was God's anointed, and David would not touch God's anointed. David was a man after God's own heart. And in one sense, he submitted to the authorities of God, even when those authorities abused the authority they had. He would not turn. But he was also a man after God's own heart, as his heart panteth after God like a hart panteth after the water brook. His heart. And he desired that. But those two that got bitter at David, Absalom got bitter at David, and Ahithophel most likely got bitter at David. Ahithophel was a counselor of David's. His counsel was as it was the oracles of God. It was like God speaking. They never failed. And the two that apparently, Absalom got bitter at David over Amnon, the elder brother, who raped Tamar, his half-sister, and David got angry, but he did not judge Amnon. He had lost it. He undoubtedly had lost his moral authority. But he would not deal with his children appropriately. And Absalom got bitter. And he harbored that bitterness. And 2 years transpired before Absalom set up, premeditated, to put Amnon to death. And then he fled. And he would not come back in the presence of David. And they would not talk. The bitterness defiles relationships. Be not bitter against your wives, men. Hey, it'll hinder your prayers. Be not bitter. They'd gotten bitter at David. Ahithophel, the grandfather apparently of Bathsheba, had gotten bitter at David because of what he had taken Bathsheba unto him, and he had covered his sins, tried to cover his sins, and he had Uriah, a mighty man of God, one of his mighty men of honor, took his own death sentence in, wouldn't open the letter, faithful man. God spared Uriah from getting bitter, because Uriah died before he knew what David did. But they got bitter. That bitterness sprung up. God said, "You've given much occasion to the enemy." And he did. But David found a place of repentance. But those undoubtedly did not get a place to forgive David. The calling, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God never changed his heart about David. Never. God don't change his heart about us. He knew all of that before. This is not new to God. But it gives much occasion. And David's sin opened up for all this. And both those men died. Both of them men hanged. Absalom, head, got hung in the bow. Was it Abner? Shot him through with a dart. Hung on a tree. Cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. Ahithophel, when he realized that Absalom would not take his counsel, he knew David's going to be reinstated. He didn't want to face what he was going to face. Went and set his house in order and hung himself. Cursed every man that hangeth on a tree. Bitterness will get you cursed. He'll get the curse on you. help us. So how did David keep from getting that bitterness in him? I believe he took Peter's counsel. Casting all your cares upon he, for he careth for you. Cause you read the Psalms, you find David pouring his heart out to God. He's casting his cares upon the Lord over and over and over again, Brother Richie. And if you got hurts, read the Psalms. Find where God will comfort you, will heal you, will pull a balm upon you, a healing upon your heart. Philippians. There's some things we need to forget. Paul says here in verse 10, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being conformable unto his death, if that by any means I might obtain the resurrection of the dead. Now, not as though I had already obtained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after that I might obtain that for which I am, that I might apprehend that for which I have also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hey, some things you need to forget, man.
Amen.
Hey, some things. I personally, I don't know that God will let you sweep it under the rug. I don't know that what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary to make reconciliation with us, between us and God, and to give us a place of reconciliation between our brethren, that God will let you really sweep it under the rug. We need to bathe it, to soak it in the Word of God in prayer. But God gives us a place and a way of healing those reconciliations, and I can't go there. I don't have time. But in Philippians 3:12, he's told us to think on some things. Now, as though I had, I'm sorry. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also have compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Philippians 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, verse 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Listen, we need to start taking God's word and looking at what God said and meditating on the word of God and let God heal us. And God will heal our thoughts, and God will keep our mind if we'll meditate on Him. Chewing the cud. Thinking on it, Brother Rich. Talking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. And I'd gotten in myself in such a place. And the other day, I found myself singing a song. It just come out. I knew then God had done a work. Because you can't be bitter and have joy.
Amen.
They're the fruit of two different things. Amen. I've got more than I get done. There's a parable of the lost sheep in Matthew chapter 18. Those disciples was looking to see who was the greatest. And then there was the temptation of sin. And if I offend thee, pluck it out. Cast it from thee. For it's better for thee to enter into the life with one eye rather than having two eyes and to be cast into hellfire. The parable of the lost sheep. And they moved forward. And he gives the reconciliation. If your brother sinned against you, you're to go to him. But then he gives the parable of the unforgiven servant. That servant owed his master 10,000 talents. And he was to be sold, and his wife to be sold, and all the debt to be paid. And he turned and said, have mercy on me. Or he said, be patient with me, and I will repay thee all. And that master, that Lord of the servant, had compassion on him and forgave him the debt. But he went out and took his fellow servant by the throat and ended up thrusting him in prison till the debt. He owed him, 20 pence? Nothing. If we never see how great our sin is before Christ, and against God. But we hold something against our fellow servant. He said he'd turn him over to the tormentors. That's what happened in David's family. He got turned over to the tormentors. What ended up with David trying to cover his sins was he sowed another seed to come back up that had been in his past. If you search back the genealogy of David, you're going to find sexual sins in his genealogy. Rahab the harlot, Ruth the Moabite. And those things sprung up in David when the old man came to visit him. And Nathan pointed it out. That man that Nathan used as the example, that's your old flesh. That's your old man. And he fed it. And then he tried to cover it up. And tried to make it look good. And you cover your sins, you'll not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh shall find mercy. And it sprung up. And it took his son. And it took his son. And got Tamar raped. Because he sowed a seed that brought the seed of that past generation back into it. We need to get to the place we hate sin. We hate sin again. Look what it done. Look what Jesus had to do on the cross to deal with my sin. That I could have fellowship with God again. That I could have relationship with God again. That root of bitterness. God help us to learn how to pray one for another. I thank God we can pray one for another for the physical sicknesses. But what about the spiritual? What about the sins that tried to get sowed back in our families? And God gives us a place to intercede. And we know He's going to hear us. Amen. And God's going to restore that one that's been overtaken. Amen. Restore him. That brother I mentioned first, he's got a joy and a worship about him that I could almost envy, Brother Richie. I'm glad it's him. But I want to be able to worship my Lord. I want to be able to exalt His holy name. He took my sins as far as the east is through the west to remember them against me no more. I bless His holy name. I thank Him for His great salvation. And I thank Him for giving us the ministry of intercession. And God has raised up a pastor to lead us to intercede one for another, to intercede for the ministers that minister to us, to pray one for another, and to see God. To see God do some things that only He can do. And to bring us to a place of worship and revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee. I'm looking forward. I'm rejoicing what I've already seen. We need to hold Him up. Hold Him up physically. Hold Him up spiritually. Hold them up physically. Hold them up spiritually. Because I tell you, it's a battle. It's a war, Brother Richie. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You for the grace.